Listen, it's The Bert Show.
I am being pressured to get into a relationship that I am not ready for, and y'all need to stop. So, for the first time I can remember decades, I've got nobody in my house except myself. My son's there about 50% of the time. However, right now, coming home, we talked about this, coming home and having no responsibilities and no heartbeats to take care of, that is glorious. The silence is glorious. The mental load is gone. I got nothing right now. However, from time to time, I have been dog-sitting for my ex-wife. Sugar Bear has been over at the house from time to time. She's awesome. You guys keep asking me what kind of dog she is. And my response is the same. Not my dog. I don't know. But I really enjoy when she's over the house. And I've posted that a couple of different times on Instagram. And everybody's like, oh, it's time for a dog. It's time for a dog. You should get a this breed. You should get a that breed. I want no breed. Right? I'm just not ready for it. You know, like I am really enjoying sort of this time where I get. Look, I love traveling. I'm going to Savannah this weekend. I don't got to worry about trying to find a place for my dog to stay over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that. I am really enjoying it. But every day, I feel like I am getting another DM from a Bert Show listener whose heart is in the right place. Like they know a dog that's being fostered or a dog that needs to be adopted or bulldog rescues, and they're drawing me in that direction. And I just want to tell you, I am not ready for all that. And for all you guys that have been suggesting to me all these breeds, like golden retrievers are awesome. You should get a Doberman Pinscher. When I am ready for a dog, again, this is the kind of dog I'm going to get. Similar to the ones I have had before. I want a dog that celebrates me when I come into the house. So much so, I don't even care if it pees. To me, that's a compliment. I am so excited to see you. I can't control my innards. That's awesome.
Don't almost all dogs do that?
I don't know. I've only had bulldogs do that.
Oh, well,
and that's the point I'm going to make here also. This is the dog I'm looking for. The dog that looks at me and can't wait to go on a walk. And then when we get on that walk, when we're 3 minutes into it, he looks up at me and he goes, I didn't really want to do this.
I'm good.
This is too much.
Bulldog's your breed.
That's it. All right. And for those of you guys that have now been pressuring me for a rescue, I am definitely thinking about it. It gets a little tricky with bulldogs and rescue for some other reasons that I have, just because their lifespan is just not that long. So if you get... I don't want to discourage you from getting an English bulldog, but man, for a guy that just lost one, it's so heartbreaking. I'm thinking I want to extend that life as long as I can, right?
Do you know what I want to do when I get older, like when Jimmy's out of the house? I would love to adopt senior dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And give them the best possible life for what little life they have left.
Oh, my God, that would be
cool. I would love to do that.
That would be really, really amazing right there. And to be honest with you, I saved Riggins, my favorite bulldog of all time. I saved his gunk one time before he got his nads cut off. I saved it, and it's been sitting in a freezer, not my freezer.
Okay. That was going to be my first question.
It's right next to the Häagen-Dazs. Yeah. Don't get the two confused.
Oh, wait, don't drink that. Don't drink that. That's not ice.
What flavor is this?
Can you imagine? Why is your ice cream salty?
So each and every month I pay to have them keep to store his gunk. So the idea of taking that gunk and putting it into a female bulldog is very appealing to me, to have like a second Riggins. I already have a name picked out. RJ Riggins Jr.
Oh, wow.
So I think that's probably the direction I'm going to go. So I am asking you guys, because I am weak. I am so weak. And I got this picture the other day of a beagle puppy. I almost ran right over there and said, give it to me. While I know I am not ready, the healthy thing to do is not get a dog right now. So please leave me alone. That's all I'm asking is please leave me alone. You're happy with, you know what I'm saying, is you come into the house and there's just nothing there.
Yeah, no, it's very peaceful, man. And I feel for you, because I feel like I've been in this situation for so long that I'm afraid to go back. I don't know if I could really handle having so many heartbeats in the house again. And I wanted a dog for a long time, But I'm like so accustomed to this, man. And people who say that they live this way for years, they say it's very difficult to go back.
Now, people have suggested, as sort of in the middle, go ahead, get yourself a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know you would endorse.
Well, listen, I think a lot of people, and maybe it's just the mid-20s things, a lot of people that think they want kids really want a dog, and a lot of people who think they want dogs really want a cat because of the level of responsibility. You can travel. I travel all the time. All I have to do is leave her out some food, some water, some signs around my apartment in case it burns down. Someone can come get my cat and rescue it. You don't have to do anything except for just let it exist. Right. It's like a roommate, but it's furry and cute. And it gets excited when you walk in the door.
Yeah, here's the problem. I want my women to be independent. I want my animals to be codependent on me. I want them to need me. I want them to need my love. And cats don't need you, man.
My cat needs me at 2 a.m. when she realizes her food is not in her bowl. She's needing me then.
If they could, I have always maintained that if cats could, they would like put that head, you know, they rub their head on you like, I love you so much.
Cute.
Right? And then when you walk away, if they could do it, they would flip you off with their middle paw every single time.
It's the love-hate relationship of my dreams.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.